Father, I give your name praise and glory and honor. I bless you for being my everything. I thank you right now, God, for being my provision, my leader, my guide, my comfort, my friend, my companion. And today I owe you my praise. I owe you my worship. Hallelujah. I bless you, God, for being the greatest God in the whole world. I will sing to you in this holy place. I will tell you, even in the marketplace, I will pray to you in my secret place. Yeah, for you are my everything. Yeah, I stand and give you glory and praise, for you are my everything. Hallelujah. Come on, stand and take 3 seconds to get to worship God right now. I don't care where you're standing. I want you to lift up your holy hands and begin to offer a worship, a praise, of appreciation to the Lord for being your everything. Before all mankind, I will continually praise your holy name for the rest of my life. I can stand and testify that none compares to you, for you are El Shaddai. Oh yeah, you are my everything. Father, I give you the praise and the glory and the honor, for you are my everything. Hallelujah. Father, I bless your holy name this day. And God, I will let the whole world know how great you are. What an awesome provider. What an awesome comforter. What an awesome friend. What an awesome God. I just want to testify a second. You're my life. Lord, you're my strength. You're everything to me. Even when I feel like giving up, you're my joy. So divine. Yes, you are. And Lord, you're my peace that surpasses all understanding. When I don't know where I'm going to turn to. Lord, you're my hope in the time of trouble. Coming from somehow, some way you make a way. You're my life, you're my strength. Lord, you're everything to me, and I gotta testify that you are my joy. When I feel like crying, when I feel like giving up, when I feel like throwing in the towel, you're my peace. Well, the devil thought he was gonna take my mind. For the trial of this life, you step right in on time. You became my hope in the time of trouble. When the gas prices went high, you still made a way. You are my life. You're my strength. You calm my mind, just like you calm the sea.
life, strength, joy, peace. Lord, you are my everything. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world, to Runner for Christ Ministry Sunday Morning Worship Service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer, and at Runner for Christ Ministries, we believe is vital, and the Word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And we have this morning to help us do so is our very own Mother Irma Miller. Good morning.
And good morning to you. Good morning to everyone that's listening today. Praise the Lord. And our scripture reading is Living the New Life, found in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. The book of Colossians, chapter 3. 1 to 15. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all of his glory. So put to death the sinful, earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with the sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world, but now it is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all of its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and he lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy person he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tenderheartedness, mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowances for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. From Christ, rule in your hearts, for as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Praise the Lord, and thank you for the word of God. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer up to you much deserved praise and thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. We ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this service today. We ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted to you by your people in this service. Lord, we ask that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. We ask that you bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We ask that Jesus Christ be lifted in the songs, prayers, and the preached word, so that all these who are lost will be found. Dear Father, We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen. God bless you all and have a blessed day. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother Miller, for being with us this morning. We appreciate you.
Amen. God bless you. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you. All right. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own Shepherd Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
Amen. I will look unto the hills. The hills are a representation of the problems and the things that we face every single day. And I will look unto the hills and I will say, where does my help come from? From whence cometh my help? For those who love the King James Version. Amen. The hills won't send the help. The hills are not the help. The hills are the problems. From whence cometh my help? From my Lord and Savior. Amen. Lord of heaven and earth. That's where my help comes from, not the hills. Amen. Amen. I think the Lord wants us to understand today that our help is not going to come from, amen, some smart solution that we come up with. But God wants you to know that what you're going through, he is allowed to come or send it himself, and he is right there in the midst of it all. That means when we look to the cross, we get reminded that Jesus paid it all, and all to him that we truly do owe. Amen. It's all done. It's all figured out. He's working on you. Amen. One of the things that you will come to if you really spend some serious time with the Lord, that, you know, you might think this person you're mad at because they wouldn't help you, is you thought they was great, but now not so much. And then this other person who, amen, you got mad at for this or that reason because you tried to make them God, but you found out they're not. Amen. I'm simply trying to tell you, brother or sister in Christ, Jesus saves you to turn toward him, not them. There's nobody greater. You might think they are. If you're mad at them because they wouldn't come through for you, if you're mad at them because they act like they didn't even care about you, they're not the ones who, amen, he told you to turn to. There's nobody greater than him.
Nobody greater than you. searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body greater, body greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low.
Lift those hands for real in here. Come on.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater.
Is there anybody greater? No, nobody greater than you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor, for those blessings of songs and faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged, which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this next selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own shepherd, Gerald Marshall Overall, Pastor O, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Pastor O. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
You are Jesus. You're
my strength this hour, Jesus. You're my deliverer, yes, you are, Jesus. My hope and my future, Jesus. Source and my shelter, Jesus. You're my Savior, keeper, my friend. Lord, I need you to take my hand and see me through. Whoa, now I need your grace to find that place you call me.
Savior, keeper, and friend. Amen. Got to be Savior first, though. Amen. So he can hear you when you talk to him. And then he becomes your keeper when you begin to read his word and trust, lean, and rely on it. And then he becomes your friend as you spend time in the green pastures and those walks beside the still water. You know, Jesus is still doing that. You know, when you read those things in the Bible, don't believe it was just for David, amen, who prayed that prayer. But if Jesus walked with him, amen, and watched him rest in the green pastures to restore his soul, amen, that lets you know our soul sometime going to need restoring. That's why he told us to pray, amen. And then after that restoration, he's going to get us up and walk with us before we go back to work. Sort of like having a long weekend, amen. You get to have Sunday, that time with Jesus, and then Monday you get to walk with him a little bit before you go back into the warfare, amen, because that's what we're in, y'all. We're in a warfare, amen. But I want you to know that he loves us. His eyes on us. He is with us. He lives inside of us, so we are never alone unless we just want to be. And I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to know that Jesus is there all the time. So let's do what we can do. Let's talk to him. Amen. Lord God, our Father, we thank you. And Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you prayed in front of your disciples. And, Lord, we heard them say to you, Lord, teach us to pray. Now, Jesus, they had seen the Pharisees and others pray, but it was something when you prayed that made them say, we've heard them pray, and we heard those folks pray, but we want to know how to pray like that. And Lord Jesus, we thank you that every single time we open our mouths, you hear us, just like you said when you were at Lazarus' tomb and everybody's faith had gone this way and that way, and they really didn't know what to believe. They believed that folks would get up, but at the last day, when you come back to reign for 1,000 years, but you wanted them to know that you are right now, Savior. And so, Lord, when you stood there so that they might believe, not for your own benefit, you said, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. And, Lord Jesus, we know if the Father always heard you when you approached him, then if we approach the way you told us to recognize him as our Father, Jesus, we thank you that you were willing to share. Allow us, as you told us in Romans chapter 8, because we've accepted you as our Lord and Savior, we can cry, Abba, Father. We can say, Daddy. We don't have to approach him as an orphan. We don't have, even though we are adopted, we don't have to come as the adopted. We come boldly approaching his throne, his presence, saying, Our Father. And yes, Lord Jesus, we want to hallow his name just like you did. When you were here, you said, the words I speak, they're not mine. The works that I do with these hands, they're not guided by me, but they are my Father. You told us wherever the Father was, that's where you were. And Lord Jesus, that's where we want to be. Wherever you are, Lord Jesus, showing loving kindness and mercy and even meting out justice and righteousness, we all in love. That's where we want to be. We want to do what you told us to do. You said love others as you have loved us. And then we hear these words, what manner of love has God bestowed upon us that we are called the children of God, not just your creation, but your own family, your own loved ones. And Father, you demonstrated how much you care about us because you gave your only begotten Son, who always did those things that please you, to be a propitiation for our sins. You gave him to carry the weight of the punishment, your wrath upon sin. And you put it all upon him, and you executed your righteousness and your justice, and you punished our sins in his flesh, and then raised him on the third day, having eliminated our sins, and then told us if we just look and we believe in Jesus, that we could be your children. Oh, I agree with the writer. What manner of love have you bestowed upon us that we are called your children? Oh, Father, thank you so much for being a good God, a caring God, a righteous God, a just God, filled with loving kindness and mercy, and all of this in operation under love. Oh, we thank you for that. Father, because of you, our personal lives are improved. We're not perfect. You're still working on it. Because of you, our family lives are improving. Because of you, our church life, our civic life, it's improving because we are no longer following our own ways. We're living the new life that we heard Mother Irma read to us about, that life that you came to bring us, the Zoe life that Pastor Janice Tate taught us about, that life that you intended for us to have before all of this, before the fall. We thank you for that. We can't ask for more than that. You've given us eternal life. And not because we sought it out, but you sought us out. You said, Jesus, when you were here, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We thank you for whoever it was that lifted you up. Whether they lifted you up in song, whether they lifted you up in praise, whether they lifted you up in the life that they lived in front of us, if they lived a quiet life, if they minded their own business, if they worked with their own hands, we were lost and on the outside. And that lifted up life drew us in. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for whoever that was. For me, it was my mother and father, my brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for just making me your child, your son. And I'm sure, Father, that all of those who are listening are glad to be your son, your daughter, your child. You said, Jesus, when you were here, you no longer called us servants because servants don't know. They're just servants. What's going on in the master's house? But you said, Jesus, that you had told us everything that the Father wanted us to know. And so you called us friends. You called us family. And we thank you for that. Lord, we're sorry about our sins. But we thank you again that if we confess our sins, you'll forgive us. You'll not only forgive us, but you'll work with us to give us control over our sins, that our sins no longer control us, but we have control over it. How awesome and how great are you, Father? And again, what kind of love, what manner of love is this, that we're as disgusting as we are, as vile as we are, wretched, dirty, low-down sinners, and you gave us your son who never sinned. And now, Father, as it says in John, 1 John and 2, that even when we sin, and we will, Father, because we didn't get perfect when we got saved. We just got perfect in Christ, and our salvation is complete, but we're still down here in these bodies that haven't been transformed, and from time to time we're going to mess up. But you said over in 1 John and 2, even when we sin, don't worry about it because we have an advocate with the Father, his Jesus Christ, and he is pleading our case. And Father, we know that you will listen to him because he said over there in Matthew 28, all power in heaven and earth has been given to me. Why? Because he came down here, wrapped himself up in human flesh, and completely satisfied your law, your righteousness. And Father, you have imputed his righteousness to us. And so, Father, we know that you'll listen to him when he pleads on our behalf to forgive us, to have mercy on us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that the devil don't have control over us. but we can submit ourselves to you and allow you to have your way with us. And we know what you told us over in Romans, that all things work together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. That's what you said. So we know from Hebrews chapter 12 that even when you discipline us, you are loving us because we're your children. We thank you for that. Lord, as holy and righteous as you are, you could have destroyed us from Adam, and we would have never existed and never even known existence. But even though Adam failed, and Father, he failed, him and Eve really failed, but what did you do? They tried to run and hide from your holiness, your righteousness and justice, but your loving kindness and your mercy and your love found them and restored them. And ever since then, there's been those who love you and follow you, and those who love the devil and follow him in disobedience to you. And sometimes that's us. But again, we thank you that all we have to do is, like the lost sheep, wait for you to find us. If that's our situation, if we're the coin sitting right up in the church and lost, we know, Lord, that you won't stop looking till you find us. And if we're that prodigal son who's not strayed away and not lost in the house, but just walked off to openly live another kind of life than the one you told us to live in your word, we know you'll come find us. You'll wait for us until we come home. And you'll receive us, and you'll not only just receive us back and make us a slave in the house, but you'll restore us to sonship. You'll make us daughters again. And all we have to do is look to you and come home. Father, we thank you that we have food, we have clothes, we have water. We thank you that we don't have to worry about no heels. We don't have to wonder where our help's coming from. We know our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father. You've just been so awesome to us. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that in turn we would live lives of love, that folks outside the body of Christ can see your love for them and us. Let us, Heavenly Father, when they see us, see you. When they hear us, hear you. Let us deny ourselves, Jesus, like you taught us. Take up the cross and follow you in our personal life, our family life, our church life, and our civic life. Lord, I love you so much. Thank you for Running for Christ Ministries. Every single member, Jesus, you know that I will not harbor any hatred in my heart for any one of them, but they are your sheep, and you have allowed me to be their shepherd under you, under your authority. I love them like you love them. I'm amazed at your love for them. I'm amazed at the growth you've produced in them. What seemed to take years for me, you've done for them in just several years. And I thank you for that. You have comforted my heart, Lord, to know that if you called me home today, Running for Christ would not end, because it's not built on a man, but it's built on Jesus who founded the church. The church you built, Jesus, is Running for Christ Ministry. So I pray your blessings on them as I do every single day, and thank you for them. You have brought them to my side to help me just like you said you would. And they're all here, Lord. And I ask you to bless each and every one of them because they belong to you, Jesus. You brought them to Running for Christ so that they could be trained, so that they could be taught, so that you could use them. Look at what you're doing with Kathy. She's definitely about to start the work that you've been preparing her for years. And now she's ready to step out and start doing that work. I thank you, Jesus. It's not just her, but it's Pastor Tate with Bondage Breakers, and who knows what you're going to do with other members and what you are doing that we don't even know about. So, Lord, we thank you. And, Father, you know I love to talk to you continuously, but as you said in your own word, pray without ceasing, but we have other parts to this service. We still have the word of God to hear through Pastor Terrence Tate. Bless him, Lord, with a word that will help us to follow you closer, to lean and rely on you, and to trust you more than we trust you now. And more day by day, just learn more and more to trust you, to remove fear and replace it with faith, to remove doubt and place it with surety in your word. Father, we thank you for our food, our clothes, and our waters. We thank you for the stuff that we wanted, which is above the things we need. And we thank you for the desires of our hearts. You've given us some of those. Those are even above the things we want. But you have been pleased to give us the desires of our hearts as well. We love you, Jesus. And we know that you love us and you won't stop, no matter how many holy Christians run around trying to make us believe because of our faults, you don't love us. You knew us before you saved us. You knew us before you received us. You knew us from earth to heaven, and you still received us. So we know you love us no matter what misunderstanding Christian comes along and judges you and your work on us. They're wrong, and you're right. And we will trust in your love. In Jesus' name, Father, for all of those who need to be healed, Lord, heal them. Send your healing right now. For those who, you know all these needs, Father, I could sit here for hours naming needs, but you know them. I could sit here naming wants. Most of us are not in need. We have food, clothes, and waters, but we in wants and desires. I'll let you deal with that, Lord. But I know you're going to meet their needs, because birds don't wake up looking for food and flowers don't wonder what kind of color they're going to be. They just do it because they know you. Help us to know you better than a bird, better than a plant. Trust you like they do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Grateful and thankful. Power of prayer. Thank you, Pastor Roe, for that heart-wrenching prayer and making our request known to God. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. So far, we are having a great morning, and I am truly enjoying the service, and I hope you are too. With more to come, I want to thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person, and as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, joy, and the blessing. Amen? Okay, time for the preach word, a message from God, icing on the cake, the good and best part. The next voice you will hear following this song selection is our very own man of God, Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. Prepare to receive Associate Pastor Terrence Tate coming his own way with the word from the Lord. Amen.
Oh,
for me to preach today.
because I didn't get the message until yesterday morning while I was in the middle of typing an email to someone. You know, I think that song that was just played before I preached to ask you a question. Do you trust God's plan when you're facing a dilemma that you didn't see coming? Let me say that again. Do you trust God's process when you're faced with a dilemma that you didn't see coming? See, we as a collective body, we focus. We spend too much time focusing on the dilemma that we're facing, and we don't spend enough time trusting God's process for our deliverance from the dilemma that we're facing. You know, Paul and Silas were in a Philippian jail, but instead of them being mad that they were in a Philippian jail, they changed their focus and they trusted God's process. Now you say, preacher, how do they do that? They did that by singing praises to God in the middle of the night would tore up the jail. You see, every dilemma that's in our lives is not in our lives to hurt us. Every dilemma that we face on this earth, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's spiritual, whether it's financial, all of those dilemmas are in our lives to make us change our focus and trust God's process. You know, God doesn't like it. God does not like it when we say we trust him, but when a trial comes our way, the first thing we do is say, God, why? God doesn't like it when we do that. Because when we do that, it shows God that we are losing trust in him. It shows God that we are losing our focus and we're not trusting his process. God has a different God has a different plan for everybody, for every one of us as believers in Christ. God has different well-designed plans for everybody. All we have to do as a collective body is we have to change our focus and trust the process of God to see God's plans be revealed in the earth. You know, the reason why, now this may make some people upset, but the reason why we are not seeing God's will be revealed here on earth is because we have not changed our focus about God. We haven't changed our thought process about God, and we haven't trusted God's process. I wouldn't say so. If there's anybody out there who is a caregiver or a parent to people with special needs, when they bother you, don't let God hear you say, "Well, you get on my nerves," because believe it or not, God gave you those children, those nieces and nephews, and those family members who are disabled, so they can be a blessing to you. Don't ever tell God, my kid, my special needs child gets on my nerves, because you're telling God, you made a mistake by giving me this child with special needs. Let me tell you, God did not make a mistake giving you a special needs child. God gave that child to you so he or she could be a blessing to you. God gave you that niece or that nephew so that he or she could be a blessing to you. God gave you that cousin so that he or she could be a blessing to you. What am I saying to you? When you have to take care of a special needs child, or a special needs niece, or a special needs nephew, don't give up on that child, because God didn't give up on you. What I'm trying to tell you is, God wants you to change your focus about that child, and he wants you to trust the process that he had you going through. You know, and there are some people who are children to elderly parents with Alzheimer's. Let me encourage you a little bit. If you are a child to a parent with Alzheimer's, and you want to give up on taking care of them, don't do it. Because God gave you the opportunity to be a blessing to them so that he could be a blessing to you. It says in Isaiah 55 and verse 8, For my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. For my thoughts are like your thoughts, and my ways are like your ways. When you feel like giving up on what God has called you to do, change your focus. It's time to change your focus and trust God's process, because you may not want to do what God has called you to do, but God has a well-designed, mapped-out plan for you. You know, it wasn't, I say it all the time, but it wasn't my plan. It wasn't part of my plans to be born with cerebral palsy. It wasn't part of my plans at all. But it was part of God's plans for me. And yes, there were times where I wanted to give up preaching because my cerebral palsy has gotten overwhelming sometimes. But you know what I did? Instead of giving up on what God has called me to do, I have changed my focus. I looked at the bigger picture, I looked at the brighter side, and I've trusted God's process. You know, I've been dealing with cerebral palsy for the last 32 and a half years. You couldn't have told me that on November 29th, 2009, inside of the Lincoln Park, Michigan, VFW Hall, you couldn't have told me that I would be a preacher. I wanted to stay a deacon up running for Christ ministry, but you know what? I changed my focus when God called me to preach, and I'm trusting God's process ever since. Yes, there were times where it got hard for me to preach. But you know what? Because I've trusted God's process, and because I've changed my focus, I have a different outlook about God. It says in Hebrews chapter 13, I forget what verse, but it says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When you are ready to give up on what God has called you to do, don't do it. Change your focus and just trust the process of the living God, because He knows every plan that He has for you. You know, it says in Philippians 4:11-12, whatever is noble, whatever is true, whatever is lovely, think on these things. Folks, when people tell you that God didn't call you to do what you have been called to do. Don't listen to them. Please. Because when you listen to other people tell you what God didn't call you to do, you are no longer trusting the process of God. You know, yes, I know we're in COVID times, but during this COVID lockdown, God has been calling us to change our focus, to change our outlook on our lives. We cannot afford to have the same outlook about God. We must not continue to have we must not continue to have the same outlook about God. Our outlook about God must change. Yes, we're going back to church, but we're not going back to church as usual. God sent COVID because he wanted all of us as members of the body of Christ to wake up and to change our focus about the work of God. Let me say that again. God sent COVID to America because he wanted us, the church, to wake up and change our focus about the work of God. See, the reason why many of God's people don't see his will revealed in our lives is because we still have the old mindset about God. We think more negative stuff about God than we do positive stuff. See, Paul and Silas were in a Philippian jail. But instead of them being ungrateful that they were in a Philippian jail, they sang praises to God at midnight. Now, what am I saying to you? How you look at the problem that you're facing in your life will affect how you see God, how you hear from God, and how you get to know God. Lord, do you want me to say that again? Yes. How you look at the problem that you're facing in your life will affect how you see God, how you know God, and how you hear from God on a personal level. See, when you get up in the morning, God wants you to not be so concerned about what you have to do the next morning, but God wants you to praise Him for what He has done for you. I'm going to tell you, God has brought me out of some real deep personal places, personal valleys. In 2002, I was at school, and I was sitting at the table with some of my classmates, and my teacher was getting ready to teach a class, but she told us, everybody come and sit down. And I automatically asked the Lord, He said, I said, Lord, what is going on that the teacher called us to sit down? So I got over there, and I was sitting at the table, and she announced that one of my classmates had passed away at the young age of 19 from a seizure. So I got quiet. I was quiet that whole day. And when I came home, my mother asked me what was going on. And I told her, one of my friends had just passed away. And I told her I wanted to go to the funeral. And my mother said, son, you cannot go. You cannot go to the funeral. I said, why? She said, son, you can't go to the funeral. So I was literally screaming, I want to go to the funeral. And she said one more time, she said, son, you cannot go to the funeral. And automatically the Lord said, I said, Lord, I am feeling angry. I am feeling overwhelmed that my friend is gone, because she's somebody I went to school with. And He said to me, son, change the focus. Trust the process. And when I did that, all this emotional weight was just lifted off of my shoulders. All of the anger I was feeling was gone. All of the hurt I was feeling was gone. Why did I tell you that? I told you that because I had to change my focus about that situation and trust God's process. Isaiah 55, verse 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." See, what you think about really affects your outlook about God. Colossians 3:21 says, "Set your mind on these things above and keep it set." What God is saying, God is telling us to look ahead at the blessings that he wants to give us. He's also telling us to don't worry about worldly things. Pray about heavenly things. That's what he means when he says, set your mind on these things above and keep it set. See, our thinking process gets limited when we think more negative thoughts about God and his process than we think more positive stuff about God. God will always be in the trial. Whatever you're facing, God will always be with you. But what he wants us to do is, he wants us to be more appreciative of what he has done for us. And what he will do for us and what he is doing for us. See, God is not, there is no trial that you face in your life that God doesn't know about. There is no trial in your life that you face that God doesn't know about. God is all-knowing. He sees all, he knows all, he hears all. He knows what we're thinking. And he's telling us to change our process, change our focus, and trust the process. When you get a meal, you can't pay. Don't say, "Lord, why did you send this bill to me?" Say, "Lord, thank you that you sent this bill to me. And thank you that you will help me pay this bill. Even though I don't see how you're going to help me pay it." If you go outside and your car won't start, do not say, "Lord, my car won't start." Say, "Lord, thank you that my car won't start, and thank you that you will help me get my car started." What am I saying to you? Change the focus and trust God's process and trust his timing, because God's plans won't be revealed. God's plans for us will never be revealed until we trust his process and change our focus. So let's put our magnifying glasses on and let's change our view about the problem you're facing and the circumstances that God allows, and let's trust the process of God. That's all God wants us to do. We don't know the timing that God is going to bless us with what we want, but all we have to do is trust God's process and change our outlook on about the things of God. And if, I'm not going to say if, when we begin to change our focus and trust the process of God, we will see God's will revealed in our lives. And if you run into somebody who tells you, I don't know what God's plan is for me, you tell them, change your focus and trust God's process. That's all God wants us to do. In order for God's will to be revealed, we have to unlock our view about God and trust his timing and his process. Because his timing is perfect. His process is perfect. But until we trust God's process, we will not see God do great things in the earth like he wants to. And I'll say it again. God sent COVID to America so that the body of Christ, we the church, will begin to wake up and change our focus and trust God's process. So when you are thinking that God's in the sick COVID, yes, God should have, because God is trying to wake us up and he's trying to enlighten us to change up, to have a different view about the body of Christ. The reason why the body of Christ is so broken today is because we've gotten so used to the old way of doing church that we haven't changed our focus about the body of Christ. We are called to be vessels. We are called to be ambassadors for Christ. But we can't be ambassadors for Christ until we begin to have a different outlook about the body of Christ. We cannot begin to be ambassadors for the body of Christ the way God wants us to until we, the church, begin to have a different outlook about the body of Christ. God wants you to be around people. God wants all of us to be around unsaved people that we don't even like. But we can't be around them until we begin to change our focus about those people. We can't begin to be around those people until we say what God says. And when you want to say, I'm not going around those people that God wants me to go around, change your focus and say this, Lord, I don't want to go around unsaved people that I don't like. But you called me to be around people that I don't like and that are unsaved. So I am going to do what you called me to do. Philippians 1:6 says, he who has begun a good work in you will carry it out until the day of Jesus Christ. So when you don't feel like, you are called to do what God has called you to do, change your outlook, change your focus, and trust the process, and watch God's will be revealed in your life. And if you continue to trust the process and change the focus about what God has called you to do, you will never be the same. You will never be the same. Yes, there were times where I got mad because of my cerebral palsy. Yes, there were times where I got mad because I'm not able to walk. But instead of me getting mad, I had a different outlook about it. What did I do? I changed my focus about it. and I've trusted God's process. It, once again, it says in Isaiah 55:8, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways." Isaiah 26:3 says, it says, "I will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me." If you keep your mind stayed on God, and if you will change your focus about what God had you doing, you will never be the same. So as you go through this week, when you feel like you're not called to do what you have been called to do by God, change the focus and just trust the process, because God is blessing you to be a blessing to somebody else. Oh, gracious God, our Heavenly Father, what a powerful word. Father, you said in John chapter 17, you said, I did not bring you glory. I came here to do the work that you sent me here to do so that you will be glorified. Father, today, you gave me a word to preach to your people about changing their focus and trusting the process. Father, I didn't preach that word the way you wanted me to preach it for my inspiration, but I preached the word that you gave me to preach to your people so that you will be glorified, so that you will be magnified. And Father, I hope that word was a blessing to somebody out there listening. Father, help us as a collective body to trust your process and to change our focus about you and what you're doing in our lives, because Father, this work that you call us to do is not about us, but it's all about you, Father. So I thank you for letting me preach that word that you've given me to preach to your people today, and let it be a blessing. Let the seed of their heart be watered with that word. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray this prayer. Amen and amen.
Hey, hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners, old and new, who tuned in this morning to our Saturday morning worship service. We always want to say thank you to the pastor of the hour, Pastor Terrence Tate, for bringing us the word. He's always ready to bless us with a word from the Lord. And so we thank him for his faithfulness, his consistency, and his obedience to preach the word to us today. And we pray, as he said, that you were blessed in some way by what you heard today. Amen. Amen. So Run for Christ Ministries, of course, the physical building is still located at 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. Our Bible reading class is held on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. With Deacon Charles Mackey finishing his teaching in 1 Chronicles chapters 25 through 29. The questions were already emailed, and they are online for you to access. Just go to rfcm.org under Bible classes, and you will find them there. Also, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., excuse me, Reverend Richard Overall is on Blog Talk Radio, teaching and preaching in his series Training Day. Set yourself a reminder each week, and please tune in at 4 p.m. every Tuesday, ma'am. Sunday, June 5th, tomorrow, we will be having our Sunday worship service here on Blog Talk Radio, beginning at 9:30 a.m. with our Sunday school with Deacon Charles Tate as our teacher for 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And continuing on at 10 a.m. for our Sunday service with Pastor O, excuse me, the word to us, every fourth Wednesday of every month, beginning around 10:30 in the morning for setup, from now until about November, First Fruit Living Ministries, as well as Minister Shelley, along with Pastor O, and anyone else who wants to join in, is out in front of Run for Christ Ministries, right there. There's a bus stop there. Praying with people as they're coming off the bus, anyone who wants to stop and get prayer. They give out Bibles. They restore people back to and back in Christ. They give out lunches, have conversations with people, all trying to restore people back to Christ. So if you're able to make it out on the fourth Wednesday of every month, beginning around 10:30 for setup, please do. Amen? Amen. So as a new announcement, our very own Deaconess Kathy Clyburn, our presiding person, as well as a teacher, will be launching her very own Blog Talk radio show entitled Back to the Family, focused on the youth. And so Back to the Family will discuss the deteriorating condition of the family today and explore biblical solutions to bring the family back to God's intended purpose for family in the beginning. Amen. So the first show will launch on Saturday, June 19th at 4 p.m., and the topic of discussion is an intro to Back to the Family. And the second show will continue on Sunday, June 20th at 4 p.m., which is Father's Day, and the topic of discussion will be celebrating fathers and their importance. So again, Saturday, June 19th at 4 p.m., there's an intro to Back to the Family, and then on Sunday, Father's Day, June 20th at 4 p.m., there's a topic of discussion speaking about celebrating fathers and their importance. So we are so excited for this, and we congratulate Kathy on this huge accomplishment to Run for Christ Ministries family and everyone else, all the Blog Talk Radio family. We all family, amen. So let's be supportive of our sister in Christ and make sure to tune in. The link to the show is listed on our church website, rfcm.org, under Christian Resources. Amen. Amen. We also want to send a big, humongous, gigantic congratulations to our very own Malachi Freeman, who is the son of our beautiful sister, Keela Freeman, as he graduates from Ecorse High School, class of 2021, on June the 16th. Amen. We know that he will go on to do great things, and we're so very proud of him. And again, we say congratulations to him and to Keela and all the family and friends that support it, because we know it takes a village. Amen. Amen. So we just wanted to send our love and congratulations out to him. Also, as a reminder, all of our classes and our services here on Blog Talk Radio are recorded, archived, and free. Just go to our church website, rfcm.org, click on Blog Talk Radio tab. You'll have access to all of our classes and services, again, 24/7, 365 for free. So make sure to download them and share these classes and services with others. Amen. If you would like to bless us at Running for Christ Ministries with a free will love offering, if you're a member, you want to pay tithes or give any additional offerings towards any of our outreach ministries that we support, please visit, again, the church website, rfcm.org. You'll find all the info you need there. In addition to this, if you would like to give a love offering for Pastor Terrence, who brought the word today, rfcm.org is the place to go. Under tithes and offerings, there's a tab there where you can give your love offering. You can notate who it's for, and it will be passed on to the preacher accordingly. So we know that prayer is simply talking to God. We know that it's essential to bringing heaven down to earth. John 15:5 says, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can't do nothing. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8 says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. And so we have been commanded to seek God in all that we do, and he promised to be with us at all times. Therefore, it's our responsibility to unite as one in the body of Christ, serving in the purpose that God has created for us. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 says, rejoice always. Pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And so we ask your prayers for those who are sick, shut in, as well as one another. Don't forget, of course, to pray for yourself, our children, our nation, our world, our leaders, those who are missing and exploited, those who are being trafficked and abused, as well as all of our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world, who are still to this day being persecuted for their belief and service to the Lord. Special prayers go out to all of our mothers at Run for Christ Ministries, Mother Cheryl, Mother Louisa, Mother Irma, Mother Marilyn, Mother Persia, as well as Reverend Richard Overall. For those of you who follow him on Facebook, I believe that he has been banned from roller skating by his wife. I believe his skates have been confiscated. So keep him lifted up in prayer as he recovers from surgery. Also keep in prayer Tyrone Hamilton and Pastor John Mack. Pray for all those who are spiritually lost and confused, remembering what Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, which states, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, your household today, Judea, your community today, Samaria, outside of your community today, and to the ends of the earth. And this is communities and places and people where you even never even thought, unsaved folks, wherever they at, you want them to stay there. Well, they need the word of God too. And it's our job to spread the good news of our Savior Jesus Christ so that no souls are left behind. Amen. Psalm chapter 34, verse 18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Romans chapter 12, verse 15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 says, but let us not mourn as those who have no hope. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. All of these things are gone away forever. So when you're sad and brokenhearted over the loss of a friend or a loved one, or even with all of the loss that we see, hear, and read about all over the world on a daily basis, use these scriptures as well as many others to give you strength and encouragement that only the word of God can give you. Amen. So with that, we ask that you please continue to keep those who are bereaved and hurting in your thoughts and your prayers. We pray God's comfort, healing, love, and peace upon you at all times. Amen. So we're all part of the body of Christ, and we need each other. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16 says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And we know that blessings are not always in the form of money or things. We know that a smile or a kind word goes a long way, but we also know that the gift of love is free. So take time out. It's a beautiful sunny day where I am, but take time out to be sunshine to somebody else. Give somebody some extra sun today, amen? Because as Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 and 2 says, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, you may have entertained angels without even knowing it. Amen. Amen. So it's a new month. It's the month of June. Happy, happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all around the world who celebrated these first couple days in June, or who are celebrating today, or who are going to be celebrating this entire month. Y'all know we like to send special love and birthday wishes to our Run for Christ Ministries family, and it's going to be a whole lot of folks that Run for Christ turning up this month, because Tyler celebrates his birthday today on June the 4th. Harley celebrates her birthday today on June the 4th. Mother Cheryl celebrates on the 6th. The best president in all of the land, next to President Obama, Sharon Abraham, she celebrates her birthday on June the 14th. Deacon Eric Reed, a.k.a. Deacon Wow, will be celebrating his birthday on the 15th. One of our beautiful children, Alexandria, will be celebrating on the 16th. One of our other beautiful children, Denaya, will be celebrating on the 17th. Miss Newlywed, Naomi, will be celebrating on the 21st. And Deaconess Alicia Cowan, bless her heart, she be working and working hard, Lord, but she will be closing out the birthdays in the month of June on June 22nd. You know I will be shouting them out all month long, so happy, happy birthday to everyone. Amen. Amen. So your devotional for today, it reads, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And that's Psalm chapter 46, verse 10. So we think we know what's best for us. It often happens when the pressure of life comes upon us that we feel we need to come up with a plan to survive. We waited too long to purchase a house. Now the prices keep going up. We need to buy now or we'll never be able to afford a home of our own. I need to make this business work. I will work harder and put in longer hours. Our finances are not looking good and bills are piling up. I need to find another job to make ends meet. When life throws us a curveball, our reaction reveals so much about our belief in God. We can either start to map out plans A, B, and C, or we can pause and come humbly before our all-knowing and loving Father and seek to participate in what he is already doing. Because we are confused by it doesn't mean God is. Just because we don't see all the answers, it doesn't mean he doesn't have a plan. Just because we don't feel it, it doesn't mean he's not working. He is always actively pursuing the completion of his redemptive work in us and in the world. Being still is a response in faith to a God who is not overwhelmed by the evil in the world, nor surprised by the difficult circumstances we face. There will be times when you will feel that things are out of your control. Perhaps they are, but they are never out of God's control. And he who holds all things together in the, is the same one who had planned good things for you. In what ways are you tempted to do things your own way instead of trusting the Lord? What situation in your life is he asking you to trust him with right now? Friend, come to Jesus. Before you encounter anything in your life, he is already there. He will provide all that you need every step of the way. When you are tempted to believe that his ways are not the best for you, don't believe it because they truly always are. So Heavenly Father, you are all-knowing and loving. You care about me and have the best plans for me. Search my heart for worries and fears that come from the lies of the enemy and replace them with your truth. Forgive me for relying on my own wisdom and abilities instead of trusting in your plan and purpose for my life. Today, I choose to be still and know that you are God. In Jesus' name, be filled with his spirit and be encouraged today as you keep on keeping on. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and those are your announcements.
Amen and amen, and we love you for those announcements. We appreciate your
amen.
Announcements, and
amen.
We're going to govern ourselves
amen.
According to your announcements. Praise the Lord.
Praise
wow,
the Lord.
You're doing
amen.
Good well.
Well.
You know that? Yeah, wow,
you're
doing good well. Deacon Reed going to appreciate that. He's going to be like, well, at least you know how to wear.
I know how to wear.
Thank
Lord
you, Crystal. Appreciate you
you're
jumping
welcome.
In there. And getting
you're
it
welcome,
done. Appreciate you.
Amen. No problem.
Amen. That's our own Deaconess Crystal Crump bringing us the news that we need to know. And we trust that you will govern yourselves accordingly. Pray for those people we were asked to pray for. Now, look, trust, I don't need to say no more about discernment. Trust God's plan and his process. There is a plan, but there's a process. And God's taking you to a better place, to another level. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. If the Lord willing, we're going to see you right here at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10 a.m. for the worship service. Tomorrow I'll be preaching. Sermon is Jesus is working on me / us. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you when we see you.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain,
There's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if... Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand.
I'm talking to you to say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
I feel this one right here. Tired of you, then say,
I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance.
Let me hear you say yeah,
say yeah,
yeah.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel.
He knows
the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain.
It's so easy to complain.
Come on!
Addicted to the pain.
Yeah.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But somebody that'll never leave you. Long time, but I'm ready.
I just
want to
be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you want to be happy?
Yes. Pull over. Let him drive.
I just want to be happy.